It's Powerback time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each week we bring you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back.
When you have big goals, big dreams, things that you want to achieve in life, it's easy to get wrapped up in the "I'm not really sure how to make these things happen" mindset. What usually ends up happening is we have really good intentions at the beginning of the week, right? We know what we want to achieve. We have it in the back of our mind. And then inevitably, we get into the office. The little red dot with the emails come up, the phone calls come in, there's endless questions, and you got to put out a bunch of different fires. And before you know it, it's the end of the week, and you haven't achieved anything towards that goal that you have set. A goal that once made you feel really super excited now just feels hopeless and so far out of reach that you're not even sure that you can gain the momentum back towards it. This week, I want you to take your power back by setting very clear and purposeful intentions for yourself for your week. Let's face it, if we don't know exactly what we're working towards, not just this thought in our mind, but actually written down, black and white, clear as day, these are my intentions, and I see them in front of me every single day. At Works, we recently went through an exercise that I want to share with you. If you've not heard of her, Amber Ray is the author of Choose Wonder Over Worry. If you've not read that book, I highly recommend it. It's one of my favorite books of all time, and it's honestly the book that gave me a lot of courage to make some really big and kind of scary decisions last year. So definitely check into it. But I follow her on Instagram, and I find her just incredibly inspirational. And she posted a graphic of a start of week check-in. As a team, we knew we were about to approach a very dense season with a large event that we were planning. So we did this exercise to set very clear intentions for ourselves so that we knew what we were working on and what we were working towards and how we were going to know if we were off track. Now, if you're a visual person and you want to follow along, you can go to the show notes blog for this episode where we have an image of this graphic. But until then, I want to just kind of walk you through it and tell you a little bit about what we learned through the process. So it's kind of this arrow wheel effect, right? It starts with my number one priority for this week is. Now, there are always 1,000 things to do, right? But what is your number one priority for the week? How can you label that? How will you know that that is successful? It then spins around to, I want to do less of. So this is the place where, what do you want to do less of? What are you filling your time with? What are things that could potentially be delegated? What are things that you have this false sense of urgency that need created or done this week? What do you want to do less of this week? And then it goes around to, what do I want to do more of? So what talents are you being underutilized? What are you craving to get yourself into, but you just haven't been able to find the time to get yourself into? These are things that bring you joy and excitement, but you just haven't been able to fit that into your work schedule. The next part of this cycle I really love because it taps into emotion, and it's, this week I want to feel. So in this particular week when I was doing this exercise, I wanted to feel accomplished. Prior to that, I had been playing whack-a-mole and putting out fires everywhere, and I just wanted to feel a sense of accomplishment of something. It then spins into, to feel this way, I will. And I love this because this is an accountability to yourself. Yes, I want to feel accomplished, but if I don't change something within myself or the way that I'm doing things, I'm never going to feel that way. So to feel this way, for me, I was going to stay focused on my to-do list. I had very black and white, clear things that I needed to do. And there's just something so magically amazing about crossing shit off your list, crumbling up the paper, and throwing it away. I mean, that just is like, oh, like the gates of heaven open and everything is just right in the world. And then the last part of this cycle says, if I get stuck, I'll remember. I love this because it's a reminder that, you know what? We get stuck sometimes. Sometimes we dip back down to our regular routine or our regular habits. Sometimes other things come up and get in the way. But for me, it was, if I prioritize and focus, I can get back on track. So to get back down to the cycle of feeling accomplished, I could, if I felt like I was getting stuck, all I had to do was just stop for a second, reprioritize, focus, and get back on track. So if you've got a big goal coming up, or you just feel like you've kind of been floundering around, or there's all these ideas that are spinning in the back of your head, I want to encourage you to go through this exercise or something similar to it. Setting intentions can help you achieve your goals because, one, you're mindful of it, right? It's not just this passing thought that goes in one ear and out the other. No, it's something actually physically tangible. You've actually taken a few minutes. This exercise literally took us like 5 minutes to do. You've taken the time to put the energy into your intention, which is a huge step. And then two, one of the most important things, keep it in front of you. If you put it in a binder or in your filing cabinet, guess what? That's where your intentions are going to go. They're going to go in the filing cabinet with that paper. But if you've got it out in front of you, I know that some of my teammates taped it to their desk or behind them. I taped it to a wall in my office. Like, just making it front and center and just checking in on it every day. Reading it. It takes 30 seconds to read through it. And just being super conscious and aware of your time and where your intentions are going. Join me next week on the Gutsy Podcast for kind of a challenging topic, but one that I know so many people struggle with. And it's identifying toxic people and knowing, how do I create boundaries? How do I remove people if I get to that point? And how do I protect my own energy? I've unfortunately been down that road a time or two, so I'm going to share a couple of stories with you to hopefully inspire you to protect your own. Until then, follow the Gutsy Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and follow me personally for more business journeys on Instagram at ThatLauraAura. See you next time.